Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we continue with Reporters Week with Ray Hager of the Reno Gazette Journal. We're talking politics. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Jesse Gutierrez, Michael Hackett, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation. You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Ray Hager. He's the political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Got you on the hot seat today, buddy.
Yes. Well, it's a little cold day, so I feel comfortable on the hot seat.
All right. Well, we're just taking a look at different reporters across the state. And what was the biggest surprise for you election night?
Had to be Ross Miller getting beat by Adam Laxalt. I realized that there was a red wave, Republican wave, but I didn't think it would clip Ross Miller, too. But it did. I don't know where he goes from here after losing to Adam Laxalt. He's a very young man. He's got a bright future ahead of him. I think he'll probably step back and see what his next move would be. But, you know, it kind of puts on a detour on a guy who a lot of people thought would become the governor down the road. You know, I think that was Ross Miller's ultimate goal, was to become the governor. And we'll just have to wait and see what this loss to Laxalt does to those that ambition.
Well, and that's going to be interesting, because he really loses out, because for a lot of folks that were booted out of two-year cycles, they have a chance to come back in 2 years, like Stephen Horsford, for example,
right,
with what will potentially be a Democratic wave, or at least a more even balance of voters coming out. Ross is sitting there going, it's 4 years, get a job.
Well, there could, you know, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of him perhaps running for Congress in 2 years. We'll have to see how the chips fall and who else would want to run for those offices. You don't have to live in the district that you run in for Congress.
Okay, but that would pit him into a serious fight that potentially he might not win again.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Some other names. Aaron Ford becomes the Senate Democratic leader.
That doesn't surprise me at all. He was kind of angling for that job. Although he was a rookie senator the last session, it seemed like people looked up to him. He's an intelligent guy. He's a guy that can reach across party aisles. I think I think it's a very good choice.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I mentioned this with Sean Whaley with my conversation with him the other day, is that the thing about Aaron is he's willing to admit what he doesn't know and therefore listen to both sides so he becomes educated on topics.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I haven't seen that in him, but I thought he was a really hardworking guy, and he's accessible. And to the media, that's a big part of what we like. We like our leaders to be accessible to us.
And stylish. All right, so a phrase that you probably never expected to hear in your career, Sparks Assemblyman Hansen to be GOP leader in the 2015 session.
You know, Sam, this is the most historic coup d'etat that I can remember ever in the Nevada legislature. Now, I don't go way back like Cy Ryan does, but at least in the 21st century, this is the biggest, usurping of power and putting someone else in that I've seen.
Were you surprised that the group dumped Pat Hickey the way they did, not even giving him a committee chairmanship?
Well, yes, I was, because Pat Hickey helped elect a lot of people in the caucus, you know, through fundraising. And the thing about him getting a committee chairmanship, they offered him Ways and Means, which is the best chairmanship to have, but he declined it because he didn't feel it served the balance of the legislature, because a northerner, Ben Kiekheffer, was already heading the Senate Finance Committee, and he didn't think it was right for another northerner to head the Money Committee in the lower house. And of course, most of the lawmakers in Nevada are from southern Nevada, so it would kind of skew the balance of the legislature. I thought it was a very commendable decision by Mr. Hickey.
And we're looking forward to having him come on the program here in the near future. He needed a little bit of a break. I can understand after the election. I wanted to bring up a point that I've raised earlier in the week, too, which is, do you remember when Ty Cobb was in the assembly and the vote for speaker, normally it's unanimous, and he voted against it and there was a huge brouhaha? What do you think the potential might be for there to be a coalition of more moderate Republicans and Democrats that perhaps would not see Mr. Hansen elected speaker?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, because Ira Hansen was elected as speaker designate by a unanimous vote.
But the original vote, my understanding was 15-10. I mean, there are a lot of boards that will have a private vote and then they come up with a winner and they decide, well, we want it to be unanimous.
Well, that could happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the last vote was unanimous, and those Republicans are going to stay with Ira Hansen.
All right. So what does this mean for the governor? Now he's got firebrands in the assembly that he's going to have to deal with.
You know, this doesn't help the governor at all. I think that the governor had planned for this legislature to have a Republican majority in the Senate and a Democratic majority in the House, and he was already working with former Speaker Marilyn Kirkpatrick maybe to close some loopholes in the live entertainment tax. And now the key thing, not only is Ira Hansen the assembly leader, but Michelle Fiore, who is another firebrand, is the chair of the Taxation Committee. So if you're trying to close loopholes in taxes or even try new taxes, with Fiore as the chairwoman there, I think that's going to be tough sledding.
And Chuck Muth is ecstatic about the fact of how many pledge signers there are in the assembly that have said no new taxes.
Yeah, I think it's nine that have signed the no new taxes pledge. That doesn't help the governor either. I think some people do not like the fact that these freshman lawmakers are signing that because there's going to be no moving them. They've already made their stance of just saying no. And, you know, just saying no all the time. We've tried that in Nevada and it really hasn't worked. But you know what? I wonder about the sunset taxes that Senator Raggio gave us a few sessions ago, God rest his soul. I wonder if, well, to me, there's going to be a battle even to get those back on the board.
All right, let's take a break. More with Ray Hager when we come back.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Hager, one of the top political reporters for the Reno Gazette Journal here and across the state. Crescent Hardy, did you see that coming? Did the pollsters see that coming? I'm not talking about American Crossroads, but did anybody really see that coming?
I don't think so, because I thought Horsford would have the support of even Republicans in rural Nevada, because the guy had done a tremendous job on moving the Yarrington land package out of the House. Of course, that thing would re-spark the copper mining industry in Lyon County. It moved out of the House. It's going to be stuck in the Senate. I don't know if it's going to get out of the Senate, but he did a good job for me. He was very good at constituency service. I see Stephen Horsford trying to reclaim that seat in 2 years.
What do you think this says about polls? Because time after time in these election cycles, we see it's neck and neck, and suddenly it's a blowout. And American Crossroads, Carl Rove's organization, certainly saw that there was huge potential and dropped $800,000 into that race in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I don't know what the problem is with polls. Maybe they're just polling people with landline, that, you know, not enough young people with cell phones, not enough knocking on doors and dormitories and things like that. But polling has always been an inexact science, and I think
kind of like TV ratings.
Yeah, it's but you know, some of those polls were pretty close. Adam Laxalt's poll had him within the margin of error, and I think he was well within the margin of error. He ended up winning because, you know, I think a lot of people just voted a straight Republican ticket, and that really hurt Democrats because they had nobody on top of the ticket. I see that the Democrats started to fall apart on the 2014 election is when Steve Sisolak announced that he wasn't going to run for governor, because without him running for governor, they had nobody at the top of the ticket. Harry Reid said he had someone in waiting, but he never did. And having nobody at the top of the ticket really hurt the Get Out the Vote campaign, because people like Ross Miller running for attorney general or Kate Marshall running for treasurer, they don't have the wherewithal in their campaigns to organize and execute a get-out-the-vote effort. That has to come from the party in the top of the ticket. And that just wasn't there for Democrats.
Yeah, when I talked to Chris Wicker on election night, he said that the get-out-the-vote machine was there. It's just nobody cared. Nobody wanted to get out of there and actually vote.
Well,
they were calling everybody. They were trying to get them to go there, but they just said,
no, hey. I think they started their get-out-the-vote campaign when it was too late, when they saw that the early returns from early voting, oh my God, we're getting killed by these Republicans. Quick, let's make a call. So they had a lot of, you know, robocalls from you know, with Marilyn Kirkpatrick and Bill Clinton and, you know, other people, but it was just too little too late. You can't start get out the vote when you see the returns from early voting. It's way too late. The hay's in the barn, Sam.
Let me make that the quote of the day. You know, the interesting thing for me is with these robocalls is I get robocalls every day. In fact, I get more robocalls on my landline than I get actual calls. Most people either email, text, or call me on my cell phone. And so the minute I hear that robocall, it's click. Do you care when you hear a robocall? Do you actually listen to these things?
No, I don't. I don't get a lot of them. But I think that that's part of the problem with politics these days. Nobody's listening to robocalls. The landline, I mean, that's so 20th century anymore. You know, they got to get a new model how to poll people and poll younger people too.
Well, I talked about this with Pete Ernott, and he said this is the wave of the future. They have this game that you can play on your iPhone called Words with Friends, which is like a Scrabble game. And I'm playing right before the election, and suddenly an ad pops up for Brian Sandoval. I'm thinking, wow.
I do think, you know what, I think that people, when it comes to political advertising, you know, the big way to advertise is through television commercials, but I think now people tape the shows they want, and they you know, they fast forward through the commercials, and people see that, people that run campaigns see that, and I think you're going to see more and more political advertising and digital media, like websites, your cell phone, and things like that, because TV is so expensive, and a lot of times it's wasted when people motorboat through these ads.
But I will say this, that those forms of advertising you mentioned are great as billboards, branding, but in terms of message, I think they're pretty much zero because the click-through rates are almost nothing. Hey, thanks for being here, buddy.
Okay.
Always a pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
The insurance companies know we're like a train heading for the courthouse. And unless they throw enough money on the tracks for our clients, we are not going to stop.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Pages, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
$5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner weekday specials. Eat at Joe's, 6350 South Virginia, corner of Neal.
What's really impressive about the carpet tender is that they have many services, from cleaning carpets to cleaning tile and grout to removing smoke from your house to upholstery to carpet repair. We chose the carpet tender to clean our very old and valuable Oriental rugs, as we knew they had their very own rug cleaning plant on premises and would take very good care of them. So when we got the rugs back, we were quite impressed. Matter of fact, they looked 200 years younger.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jesse Gutierrez is here, former executive director for Nevada Hispanic Services, Michael Hackett with Lawrence Consulting, and Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Michael, after this election, as you go back to the legislature in February, what are you expecting?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be great theater, just in the fact that you have this very Tea Party conservative leadership now in the assembly, and I don't think really anybody saw that coming. I think everybody felt the Senate was always in play, but to see the Republicans take over the assembly was unexpected in my books. And now when you look at the leadership group that's been assembled, I think it's going to be very challenging. I think the governor has a very clear idea of what he wants to do. I believe that the leadership among the Senate Republicans is on board with what the governor wants to do. It's the X factor is going to be where do the assembly Republicans and that leadership come into play.
Mr. Barbano, pick up the thread there.
This week, starting in today's Sparks Tribune, I'm going to print the truth about Speaker-elect Ira Hansen in his own words.
And explain the background on that. He wrote columns for many years.
Ira Hansen, 4 years, was one of my counterparts on the Sunday editorial page of the Sparks Tribune. I've got files of Tribune columns that go back 26, 27, 30 years. And Ira has made overtly homophobic, racist, and bigoted comments. And I will publish them. They will be uploaded on ballotboxing.us by the time this show airs. And the Republican majority in the Nevada State Assembly has put an overt bigot and racist at the top of the Nevada State Assembly. I'm not kidding. I am not exaggerating. I'm not hyperbolizing. I'm telling you the truth in Ira's own words. To quote William F. Buckley about Pat Buchanan, I have reviewed his own words and his writings, and I find it impossible to defend him against allegations of racism. This is very serious stuff.
Okay, and we will, of course, have Mr. Hansen on the program to discuss this and refute if he chooses to. And it'll be interesting to see what you produce.
And I look forward to his response. Some of his responses to my stuff in the past will also be on the website.
Okay. Jesse, as you look at the legislature, your thoughts?
Well, I'm hoping that now that we have a Republican force, that the first thing in their mind should be education. As you know, I'm very much into public education, that they take the lead in being able to really learn and know what the state needs regarding the education. They know that we're the first to the worst and worst to the first in a lot of things. And the debacle that happened with the school board and so forth, that they would take the initiative to start getting our education of the state of Nevada going forward instead of back.
Okay, and do you believe that's something that could be accomplished without additional funds? Or do you believe that there's going to be additional funds needed, especially with the failure of question three?
I believe that it needs funding, but how and where they get the funding is what needs to be deliberated a little bit more. There's an idea out there, for example, that the lotto. You know, the lotto system didn't work in California because of all the different things that they did and how they put it into the law. But if the casinos was to take up the responsibility of allowing the lotto to take place in their casinos, not just anywhere, I think that the initiative of that, with the money that would be made out of that, would go directly to education.
That was the whole point of Megabucks. Megabucks was an alternative to the lottery. That was 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
But they never dedicated anything to education, did they? I'm not sure. I wasn't here at that time. But I'm just
wondering. That was the excuse.
Well, but the bottom line, Michael, and I think you'll concur with me in this, is that if you talk to casino executives, they say, you know, if people are going to come into our properties and spend money, we want to keep it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No surprise there, and I don't see that changing. But getting to the issue of how do you fund these priorities, whether it's education, whether it's other infrastructure that's required, I think, and again, this goes back to the difference, I think, between the assembly leadership and the Senate leadership, and certainly where the governor's office is, but I think between the Senate and the governor's office, they recognize there is a need for new revenue. I think we're going to go into session with, what, about a $400, $450 million short hole, so that has to be addressed right off the bat. So what we're hearing now...
And is that the sunset taxes?
I think it's beyond the sunset taxes as well, too. It's just revenues are not coming in, especially when you look at gaming. At the gaming tax revenue, it has been down for a while now.
But is that not matched in ways by the sales tax from all the other activities that go on, and that's why people are looking at the entertainment tax?
It hasn't been offset completely by the increased revenues of restaurants and sales tax drivers and things like that, but What I hear is the talk of tax reform. What that reform is going to entail, nobody has any idea. Is it going to be what we kind of looked at last session, getting rid of some of the exemptions like in the live entertainment tax or other taxes that are out there? I forget exactly how many, but I think that's going to be part of the discussion. But again, whether you can get all three bodies or all three bodies on board with what it's going to take to bring in that new revenue, that's the question.
Okay, 10 seconds, Andrew.
I'll predict what Sandoval only has one option. The governor has one option right now. Propose a sales tax on services, lower the sales tax on goods, and get the Republicans on board saying this is just building the tax base with no new taxes, and we're dropping the tax rate so they have political cover, and the net result for education and all other state services will be less than zero.
Okay, and you get the last word. About 10 seconds, Jesse.
I just know that we need help to get our schools in shape. And the priority should be getting funding into the school system so that we can get our schools in shape and to pay more for per student to educate our kids.
Dream on.
And that's where you got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers.
It was made on dreams, man. Things were made on dreams.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, whoa, I love my car. And I think my lucky stars.
If you need cash and have equity in your car, don't sell your baby. Come into Check City for a quick and easy title. In just a few minutes, you can get the cash you need. Get the cash, keep the car.
I love my car.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On our next broadcast, political insider Marlene Lockhart will see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.